So today we do celebrate the Holy Family. We honor them, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And we honor all families as well on this day. And just as we celebrated Christmas Day just yesterday, and I'm sure many of you spent it with family and friends. So some of you here may be visitors to St. Albert the Great Parish. So first of all, if you are visiting here, I welcome you to our parish. And some of you may have already traveled or will be traveling soon to see your family this holiday season. This time of the year is very much family focused. And having just celebrated the Nativity of our Lord, it is appropriate that that day would soon be followed to celebrate the greatest and the holiest of all families. Families are a great joy in our lives. They are a blessing to us all. We should all be grateful for the families that we have. But let's face it, sometimes families can be a little messy too. I'm sure we all have people in our family, maybe divorced couples or siblings who don't just get along, or you have that one uncle that you dread inviting over for your Thanksgiving or Christmas celebrations. And the mess of the families usually tends to come out during the holidays when you get a bunch of people together, and sometimes things can happen. But of course, there was no mess in the Holy Family themselves. With Jesus and Mary and Joseph, the perfect and holy family that they are. But I wonder sometimes if the same is true for their extended families, right? We know that Elizabeth, Zechariah, and John the Baptist are Mary's side of the family. They were holy as well. But I wonder sometimes about St. Joseph's side of the family. We don't know anything about them. So I'm wondering if maybe some of them were not quite as holy as St. Joseph himself. I always wonder if at Hanukkah time or some of the festival seasons, you know, when Mary and Joseph have invited a bunch of people from their family over to celebrate and have food, I was wondering if maybe once, you know, Joseph would say to Mary, Mary, my cousin Josiah is coming to dinner, hide the wine. You know how he gets after a few drinks. We don't know. But even the Holy Family, although holy, they had their dramas, their family dramas as well, right? We hear that in our gospel today. For me as a parent, it is comforting to know that even St. Joseph and our Blessed Mother occasionally lost their kid. They may be holy and without sin, but they were not perfect parents, which is comforting to me that even our Blessed Mother forgot where Jesus was or lost track of him. But of course, Jesus was not lost. He knew exactly where he was. He knew exactly where he should be. In his Father's house. And that is the correct answer and the proper place to be. Because Jesus, even as a child, understood that family is more than just your parents, your siblings, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, all those blood relatives. He understood that we are all in a much larger family as well. You and I, we too are part of that holy family. Ourselves as adopted sons and daughters in the family of God. All of us are family. That means, yes, I adopted your messy family and you adopted my messy family as well. Because through our baptism, then God adopted all of us in all the categories, whether all the family members, the knuckleheads, the scoundrels, the cheaters, the liars, as well as the compassionate, the kind, the gentle, and the patient. Because like it or not, we all are family. And no matter which of these categories you fall in, and we all fall into several of these categories, God still loves us despite our mess. Our Heavenly Father loves us more than we can ever fathom, more than we deserve. And by extension of that love of God, the Holy Family too loves us. loves us as their own family, because we are. So whenever you see a painting or an icon of the Holy Family, always remind yourself that that is your family, that is your heritage, that is just a portrait of your ancestors. But it's not just that. It is not a mere remembrance of that Holy Family long ago. Because when you see that picture of the Holy Family, that is reality, that is the present. Because a family of the Holy Family is always with us. It is a family that loves you dearly to this day. But I think you all agree with me that some of us have here on earth some of those not quite as holy family members as well. Maybe we all have that cousin Josiah like St. Joseph in our own lives. We have to hide the wine. Our earthly families are not perfect because we are not perfect. But we as disciples of Christ, we can and should look to our heavenly family, the hosts of angels, the saints, the holy family, as examples of how not just to interact with our relatives, but work to evangelize them, to share the gospel message with them. In the first part of our reading, St. Paul, as he always does, he nails it perfectly. To paraphrase, he says, put on heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. And over all of these, put on love. That is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts. And be thankful. I can't sum it up any better way how we should be towards our family than what St. Paul has said. So I encourage you this week to read this letter to Colossians, chapter 3, verse 12 through 17. Read it every day. Meditate on it. Let it ruminate in your mind. Let it dwell in your heart. Because if you want to emulate, you want to be like the Holy Family, then do this. If you want to make your family or extended family maybe a little less messy, then live this. Be a light of Christ to your family and your adopted family here before you as well. And then find that one person, the one person in your life that could use a little kindness, that could use some gentleness, that could use some forgiveness. And then be Christ to that person. You may have to get a little bit out of your comfort zone on this one, but we all can do it. Share the love of our Heavenly Father, and then make and work to make your own family as holy as our blessed Holy Family.